guys, welcome back to Uncensored. I'm your host, Mariam from Yachts Mermaids. And for today, as you can see, I have my guest, Megan Collin.
Yes.
Okay, she's a freelance chef and available guy, so hook her up.
Yes.
And as you can see, we're not apart from each other. So this is really interesting because we never really had a guest personally on the show, like with me. So I'm excited about that. And what came up for this show today is personal space and resistance. So we're just gonna, you know, we're gonna flow with it and see what comes up. And so what comes up to mind when you hear the word personal space and resistance?
That one, personal space, you just don't have it on yachts, like at all. So you kind of have to really learn to deal with not having personal space.
So do you think is that we don't have it or that we have to learn how to create that space for us?
I mean, you kind of have to learn to create it, I guess, and work with what you have.
Yeah.
So kind of just be okay with that.
So what would be personal space? What do you feel that is personal space for you? How does that translate for you?
For me, it's like what your cabin, but mainly like just your bunk. Because even your cabin, you don't really like... It's not your own space because you're always sharing with someone.
Mm. Okay, so basically personal space means not sharing the space?
Yeah.
Okay, which is quite hard. Okay, and then how do you personally create your personal space when you're more?
Curtains.
So, oh, yeah, we were talking about that on the sex episode and how stupid these little curtains are.
It's like, I need it.
Like, I mean, okay, yes, I get it. Like, you need because it's like that physical boundary.
Yeah.
But it's fucking stupid, you know what I mean? Like, people can hear if you're, like, talking or, you know what I mean? It's like, but
at least that's,
yeah,
like, a sign that, like, you don't want to be, you don't
exactly,
want to
don't bother
someone.
Me. Yeah.
Like, don't talk to me. Like, I don't want to see you. So, yeah, like, I can do that. And it's like, okay, it's like,
yeah.
Have to talk
and
to
what
you.
About when you don't have that on boats? Because, I mean, in some boats, I haven't had that little person.
I've, like, created my own before with just, like, sarongs or something, like, to have, like, a little bit. Or then it's, like...
So, guys, we're not trying to be hippie here. We're just fucking telling you we need fucking boundaries.
Yeah. Or then, like, I guess the bathroom would be, like, the next one that you can actually, like, shut a door and, like, no one's going to interrupt you in. Mm. So, that's, like, the only other place you can really get that. But it's, like...
Yeah.
If you have to cry, you just like need a moment to like, you know, be by
so,
yourself.
That's interesting that you bring up the word crying. So personal space, it's, yeah, as we know, it's quite challenging on boats because like she said, you know, we're constantly with other people, surrounded by them, we're living with them, you know, in the crew mess. Exactly. So it gets, you can get overwhelmed,
yeah,
and then you can get emotional. And so do you feel, I don't know, what was coming up for you when you were saying, you know, like to having that space to just release, whatever it is emotionally coming up for you?
Just like, you know, sometimes people aren't the friendliest on the yachts and you can't do anything about it. Like you have to learn to deal with them. And sometimes pressure is just like too much and you know you have to break down, like, you know, and you always have one person on the boat, I feel like, that it's hard to work with and not always the friendliest, or you know, so sometimes, I mean, I think everyone's done it on a boat where they've broken down and cried, and
at least
us females. I don't know about the guys, but some of them do.
So I mean, I wasn't going to talk about this, but when you said, you know, at least us females, you know, it kind of brought up our menstrual fucking cycle, okay? Because when we are what we call PMSing, which is, you know, the week prior to bleeding, you know, we're very sensitive, our energies are low, and we become, aka, emotional. And that's usually when a lot of our emotional roller coasters happens, and that's where we're like, breaking down, when in fact we're not really breaking down, we're just allowing ourselves to be vulnerable and feel what it actually is there for us. So, you know, that could also translate to having more personal space during that time of the month. And for us females to start telling the guys when we're actually bleeding, because that way they can learn, this week, Marianne is going to be very emotional. So I'm going to back off and give her some personal space. Yeah. So I think, you know, we need to start talking more about the honest truth of being human, being female, and how that could potentially help the environment of where we are at.
I think too on both, like, at least most of the ones I've been on, all the females tend to sync with each other too.
Yeah, so for like, the most part, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So exactly. It's like all the females, so the guys even like know, they're like, okay, like, you know, some boats have been on, they like know when we're gonna like have our menstrual cycle, and they're like, okay.
So does knowing translate to honoring where we are at, you know, where this interior female crew is at in the moment, and really giving them the space?
I don't think so. I think guys are just like,
I think they become like bully.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they're gonna be moody because it's that time.
Exactly.
So they don't really understand it too much, but yeah.
And I think that the problem here, not a problem, but something that we need to be, you know, real about, is that many females don't even understand their cycles, so it's hard to expect men to understand them, right? Because like, who's there to teach them when we don't even understand it ourselves? So I'm connected to it, and definitely I'm making an effort to spread the word about it. But I can tell you guys, like, when you see that, like, you know, Megan said that we are on the cycle or about to be on the moon cycle. Honestly, what do you need? What would you need if you could tell your men crew today, like, what do you need from them during that time of the month?
I'd say like just more support, or just not being so like naggy, or like, because you know, a lot of times they're just like, oh, it's that time of the month, that's why you're like moody, or like, you know, they almost use
judgmental.
It. Yeah.
And how does support translate to you?
Support would be almost giving us more space, or like being kinder at that time, rather than like making fun of it and using it like as an excuse.
Exactly. Yeah. Because by the way, we're not fucking crazy. We're just cyclical.
Yeah.
So I love it. You know, I think you guys as men, you can support us in the way that Megan was saying, how you can give us more space, being compassionate and understanding that even though you may not understand what's happening within us, you can be compassionate enough to say, you know what, I'm just going to give the girls the space they need, and I'm going to be kind and ask, where can I help? You know, whatever it is, you know, and if maybe you see them emotionally not stable, just asking, are you okay? Can I be of help? Maybe you need a hug, you know, something so simple like that. And obviously, girls, it's on you to understand your cycle and understand what you need, because these are ideas, but this may not be what you need. You know, each person needs supports in a different way. So it's very good to vocalize that, you know. Like, you can ask my boyfriend, he's on training, and but I mean, it has been so awesome because he's really understanding, and I was like, instead of what, because he used to bully me as well, he's like, oh, you're fucking crazy. I was like, no, man, you just don't get it, that's why you think I'm crazy, but I'm not. And the fact is that your hormones go super low, so you are literally having no energy, having to push through a job that is extremely physical, and extremely engaging constantly, where all you need is, you know, literally when you're bleeding, it's like inner winter. So you just want to be with yourself in that personal space. You want to close that curtain, like, don't talk to me, I don't want to work. I just want to, like, shoosh.
Yeah, right.
Go in. And then it's like all this craziness around you.
You can't get away from it.
Exactly. So we may not be able to get away from it, but we could definitely start shifting how we interact around it with the knowledge definitely that we're giving you guys today here.
Yeah.
So, all right. So what else? The word resistance also came up, at least for me. So what's coming up for you now when I say that word?
Resistance, like for me, being on boats, like I've always had usually like one person that doesn't pull their weight and doesn't do what they're asked, or you know, you have to like make up for their lack of work.
Yeah.
So that's always an issue, and it creates a lot of tension because you're already doing a really hard job, and then when someone's not doing their job, you kind of have to like do it for them. Then it kind of like,
so I wonder, you know, like
animosity and
yes, totally. So I always wonder, like, does the person that is, you know, that we have to pick up the slack, do they actually believe they're doing the right job and they're actually being good?
I think so.
Or they are like, you know what, I don't give a shit, I'm gonna just...
I think you can do both, but sometimes I think they really think that they're doing, or maybe that they're doing the best they can and they just suck at their
yes.
job. And... you know?
They're just maybe not caught up for it.
Yeah.
Because I have had both where I have literally seen people give up and throw the towel in and be like, I don't give a shit. And that's so fucked up because you are fucking up the entire team.
Yeah.
And the way we are, you know, our success, you know. So that for me, like I have fired people after yeah. that because I'm like, you know what? You're out. Like
yeah.
if this is your way of telling me you don't want to be here, not welcome, so
go.
I'm gonna do it easier for you. Get out.
Yeah.
And also don't call for references. no. I'm good at that. Like, I'm gonna say it as it is for me.
Yeah.
You want a reference? Like, obviously, that doesn't mean that the person has to take it and make it adjustment for themselves, but I'm not gonna lie about, you know, my interaction with the person because it's my word.
Yeah.
You know, and my, whatever. But then what happened, because I've been also on boards where people actually are doing the best they can and you're just like, oh my God, like,
how
this
did
is
you
so
get
sad
life without,
because it's like,
yeah.
this is your best, you know, and this sucks. So how should we deal with it as crew members? Because I really think when that is there, the head of department should be very aware that this is a problem with the crew, and the crew should voice it out as well.
Yeah.
And they should just make the decision, you know, do we need to, you know, take this person out of the team
yeah.
and let them shine in a different vessel? Because it doesn't mean that they may not be good for another vessel. It's just that for the requirements for that vessel, they're not achieving what is needed.
Yeah.
And if the head of departments are not doing their job properly, how do we as crew?
Exactly. And I think that's where a lot of like the problem comes in, is when you have really bad head of department.
Mm.
And I hate saying this, but like I see it a lot with like captains and like and like chief stews. Like
yes.
it's so rare that you get like a good quality chief stew that's actually a team player. Like a lot of them have just been in the industry too long and they think that they're entitled to just to not work. And some of them are really good, but I like that's like probably the number one area I see where like crew member lacks and like just doesn't do what they should be doing, because they almost feel like entitled that they've been in the audience so long.